someone withholding the iron, right? There was the iron sale, and it was once a year, and the person comes, the creditor comes and buys all the iron, takes what the person owes him, and then gives back the change after the fair was over. The person said, look, you cost me all my sales here, you have to pay me for all the iron. And he says, what do you mean? Now here's your iron. So we found a few proofs, starting from the Panim Iris, that if you hold someone's property while it's going down in value, that's called a mazik. That's a damage, and that's something that there's liability for. You have to pay for that damage that you held it, when you were holding it, go down in value. So that was the last case. That was like a garmi, like one of those garmi cases. This week, after 3 weeks of grummas and garmis, we're going to assume that the hezek is clear. There for sure is liability, but we're going to talk about how much money you owe. Now I'm going to enhance one of the cases in the Mishpatei HaTorah, and this is based on his case. The case is like this. You have two people were going on a business meeting at lunch. They were at the Hilton, and they each got a soda. Soda's at the Hilton costs $4.99. Right? And they were talking over the sodas, nursing the sodas. And when they got to, or it could be the same thing with the shidduch, right? You're talking with the prospective shidduch, and you're with the two sodas there, and you get upset. One of them got upset, and he took his soda and he said, ha! And he poured it down the sink. He took the soda, which he just spent $4.99 for, and poured it down the sink. How much does he have to pay? The nizik said, I just paid $4.99 for this soda. And you poured it down the drain because you got angry at me, whatever reason you did, you have to pay me $4.99. And the mazik says, what do you mean, a soda? A soda costs 20 cents, 30 cents. It's a little can, maybe a dollar. I have to pay you $4.99 because they inflated the price? I mean, it's highway robbery. Or if you're on the highway, in fact. Right? You're on the highway and they charge $3 for a Coke, then the guy comes and knocks it accidentally out of your hands and it falls down. How much does he have to pay you? Does he have to pay you the $3 he spent on the highway? Or can he say, look at the soda, you know what a soda's really cost? I don't have to pay you the $3. I think before we get to this case, I want to talk about another case, a simpler case. And once we see that case, we'll come to this one. Okay, someone was in the supermarket. He's in the supermarket and, let's say a China store. Make it more interesting. He's in a China store, and he's looking to China, and he backs up and knocks down a whole case of China. Now, the retail value of that China was $1,000. But what did it cost the buyer? What did it cost the storekeeper? It cost him $200, and he has his markup, you know, what he pays for his rent, he pays for his workers. The markup is to $1,000. The question is like this. If you damage something of someone, do you pay... Is the liability for the retail value or the wholesale value? I mean, that's the question in a nutshell. Okay, the Gemara says a case like this. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, "Haiman de gozel chavitza de tamri mechaveiro." Someone stole a cake of dates from his friend, meaning they had dates stuck together, a case of dates. V'isbachamishim tamri, and it's a case of 50 dates. If you sell them together as a case, as a cake, they sell for 49 frutas. If you break them up and sell them per piece, they sell for 50, because you sell each one for a dollar a piece, a penny a piece, a fruta a piece. So how much do you have to pay if you stole it? Now, all along we've been careful that we've been talking about being mazik, not by stealing. In this case, we're going to see that the halachas of stealing are the same as the halachas of damaging. So the Gemara says, lehedyot meshalim chamishin nakichada. If you stole it from a regular person, you have to pay only 49 frutas. Lehektish, but if you stole it from hektish, then Shalem Chamishim, you have to pay 50 V'chum Shaya, plus you have to add a 25% surcharge to Hekdish. Masha'enkin B'mazik, which is not the case, by a mazik, by a damage, he won't have to pay the surcharge. But a mazik will have to pay hektish 50 prutos, and if it's not hektish, it's a regular, ordinary person, they'll pay the wholesale value, lechora, of 49 prutos. If you mazik hektish, so then you don't have to pay the chamish. You don't have to pay the extra fifth, the surcharge. You have to pay just 50. And whenever you steal from hektish, if someone steals from hektish, so they have to pay back the value to hektish plus a chamish, which is a 25% surcharge. It's a fifth milavar, so it comes out. You have to add an extra 25%. So if someone damages something from hektish, then you just pay the replacement value. But there's a difference, the Gemara is saying, between hektish and regular property, that when we're talking about hektish, so then you have to pay the full amount as if you were selling them individually. But if you damage or steal from a regular person, then you only pay 49. Rashi says the reason is because it's a kula, the Torah, it's a pasuk that we learn about the Kama. Rashi and the Rashi, other Rashi and the Rashi say it's a kula. If someone's paying back damages, the Torah said we're makel in certain respects, and this is one of them, that you pay back, you can pay back 49, because that's the money they sell as a whole, rather than the whole 50, which would be one at a time. Now, someone wanted to say from this that this seems to be a case of wholesale and retail. When you're buying all 50 together, so that's wholesale price, you're paying only 49. When you sell them individually, that's retail price, that's 50. And the Gemara is saying that if you're stealing from a regular person, you only have to pay wholesale price. If it's hektish, then we're machra, you have to pay retail. So if you damage a regular person, you pay the wholesale price. That's what someone wanted to say. So the Levush says, why is it that you only have to pay 49? He says, well, because he bought them for 49, so you replace them with 49. But others, the Sma says, that that's not the reason. The reason you're paying 49 is there's a kula by mazik that whenever there's a choice of two prices, you pay the lower price. And here there's a choice, so even if he's going to take a loss on it, like we had a lot of cases, by these cases of grammar, the guy takes a big loss, but that's tough, you know, things happen in life, and you don't get your money all the time. Right, there are times when there are problems, you can always get everything we want. And the Sma says that that's a kula that the mazik can always pay the lower price. So this seems to be a proof that you can go by the wholesale price rather than the retail price. Except the Pischei Choshen, he says there's no proof from here. It's not a good raya. He says that that's not the case. This isn't wholesale versus retail over here. These are both retail prices, right? These are retail prices. You go to a store, right? You go to a store and to a supermarket, right? You can buy a six pack. And it's cheaper if you buy them individually. So the Pischei Choshen and also Rav Schwitz wants to bring a ride from this Gemara the other way, that we always go by retail price. This Gemara proves that we always pay retail price. That's what the damage is, the retail price in the market. Because the Gemara never said, well, how much is it? What would it be? And the Gemara does talk about wholesalers sometimes, and it doesn't say anything here. So the only issue is, which retail price do you pay? Do you pay the bulk retail price, or do you pay the individual retail price? So from this Gemara, there's a raya that the value of an object is the retail price, not the wholesale price. If it comes to, do you pay the bulk rate or the individual rate? So there will be makel, we'll rule leniently and say you can pay the lower price. I mean, the Pischei Choshen says, I mean, this is a chiddush. He says, even if it's the manufacturer, where you go into the Coca-Cola plant and you knocked over the vat of Coca-Cola before they got into the bottles, whatever. So Coca-Cola cost them 10 cents, this whole big vat. But he wants to say, the value of an object is what it's sold in the market. That's the value of an object, what it's sold in the market. What's the market price? That's retail. That's what market price is. And even if they pay pennies for it, or he says, even if it was a present, someone gave me something as a present. Someone gave me a watch as a present. It cost me nothing. And then you went and damaged it. So we're going to say, well, it didn't cost you anything, you know, let bygones be bygones. But this is worth money to me. How much is it worth? It's worth the retail value. Let me read you the Rush. It's on the front page of the handout. It's just drives it home a little. He doesn't say retail versus wholesale, but just maybe makes it, drives it home a little bit more. Someone had asked him a shaila. How do you estimate the value if someone has to pay, if someone lends you money, you have to pay with cash. If you don't have cash, you can pay with your property. First, you sell movable property. If you don't have any movables, then you pay real property. So how do you estimate the value? And the question they ask, is the value determined by what the price in the market is, or is it according to its intrinsic value? Right? That was the question. Do you go by market price, or do you go by intrinsic value? So the Rush said, of course you have to go by market price. And even if the price was higher, or, you know, a year ago, if not, you know, it's you damaged someone's Pentium computer, and he paid $1,500 for it last year. Right? But it's not worth that now. So you go by market value. And then the Rush says, what do you mean? What's your question? Your question is, do you pay market value or you pay intrinsic value? There's no such thing as intrinsic value. The value is what a buyer will pay for it. That's the definition of value. What a buyer will pay for it. Like, that's the Rush's definition of value. So is it wholesale or retail? So it seems like the pashtus is that it should be the retail value. Aruch HaShulchan says, suppose the Nigzal was a really good businessman, and he could squeeze, what's the expression, right? He could squeeze dollars out where no one else can. Right? Everyone else makes $50 out of this item, but he could get $60 for it. And he says, look, it was a $60 damage. Aruch HaShulchan says, no, the market price for this is $50, and the fact that you could have sold them one at a time, like the Gemara's case, but you didn't. So you have to pay, you only get the $50. I want to get to another point, just from this Gemara. It's really not nogea what we're talking about, but it's an interesting case that they want to use from this Gemara. Here's another case. You lent someone, not you, your wife lent someone her earrings for Ichasana, and the person came home with one. Right? So the two earrings cost $500. But one earring is worth $100, probably, right? Because you have to pay $400 to replace it. How much do you have to pay? What's the value of that earring that was lost? So the Sholem Meishiv, in his Akdama, we talked about this Sefer before, this Divrei Gaonim, Sefer Choshen Mishpat, so the Sholem Meishiv put Haskama on the Sefer, and in his Haskama, he writes that it seems to me, from the Gemara and Bava Metzia, right? The Gemara and Bava Metzia said, how do you judge the value of something? Well, he doesn't deal with the Gemara and Bava Metzia. He just says, Bepashis. He says that you always have to pay, right? This is so much in the list over here. He says that just like in Bava Metzia, we learned that you pay 49. Why is that? Because you're Mekel by a Mazik, right? You're Mekel by a Mazik. You only pay 49. But for someone who's not a Mazik, here's a Shomer. A Shomer who's not a Mazik, he was a Shomer, he have to pay full price. So the Shomer will have to pay full replacement value. That's replacement value. He'll have to pay 400. That's what the Sholem Meishiv wanted to say. Right? Based on the Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Erech Shai doesn't like that at all. Erech Shai says, it's a good story. I mean, does anyone want to submit Shin Dalad Mem? Right? So, good raya. By a Mazik or Meikel. Right? If it wasn't a Mazik, a Shomer. Right? If suppose I borrowed someone's, or I was watching someone's his cake of 50 figs, his box, and I lost it, I was Pashem Chai, I'd have to pay 50. Right? So, here also, right? Shomer, you're not Meikel. So, over here, by this ring, this earring, I lost it. My wife lost the earring. So she should have to pay the full value. You replace it. You have to go to the store now, and I'm going to have to pay $400 to replace this one earring. So Erech Shai says beautifully. He says, how much was the, when you have both earrings, what is each earring worth? They both cost $500. What is each one worth? $250 each, right? That's what they're each worth. Now, you lost one of them. You lost one of them, and the one that's left is only worth $100 now. So like if you split up what your damage was, what happened was you lost one earring worth 250, and the second earring you brought down in value from 250 to 100 from losing the other one. So that's a grama. That's a grama. That earring you lost, that's 250. This one's here. Haresha cholfanach, you could say, what, I lost your earring? Here it is, what's your problem? I'm returning it to you. Oh, because it's now it's worth less. So because I lost it and no one will replace it, and you know, that's all grama. So Hershai says, no raya from this Gemara to your case. This case makes the rounds in the Achronim on Parashat Mishpat, this earring case. There are other cases similar to it. They bring it from this case of Amitzia, so it's no raya. Okay, so that was just really a digression. That's halachas of Shomer. We're talking about Mazik, but I thought it was worth going into just because it's the same Gemara. Still in? Like you, Sean? I don't know. I think those are pretty independent. They're not. You can buy Kali Yashel, Yad. I don't think there's package deals. They're individual works. I think.
Sometimes you sell a
Shal Yad. Right. I don't think it'll be that much of a difference. I mean, the cases goes like another case I've seen. A similar case would be if someone broke someone's lock. Right. There was a lock on an apartment building, and you break the lock, and because of that, he has to not only replace the lock, he has to replace all the keys for the people to get in. You know. So that's a similar application of this halacha. Right, so I didn't ruin the keys. Here they are. I was by damaging the lock, I caused the keys to be useless, and I have to. That's a grama. That's not the hezek itself. Okay, so back to our topic. In the Gemara Mitzvah, it seems clear that the value of something is its retail value. If there's a choice of which retail value, the bulk value, or the wholesale value, or make or by a mazik or make or by gezel, and you can pay the cheaper of the two. The Eruv Shai says over there also, this is another Eruv Shai, Simen Shin Mem. He says it befeirish. He says, suppose, it's on the second page of the handout, suppose someone he's not talking about wholesale, suppose someone buys things cheaper because he's a good customer, he buys a bulk rate, and when he sells them, he sells one at a time, and it's a higher price because it's one at a time. So he says, from Bava Metzia, you see that you pay the regular price of what it's sold in the market. You go by market price. Right? In the case of Amazia, it was a shy of what the market price is. There were two market retail prices, but you see, that's where you go by market price. So the Eruv Shai says clearly, and it's really strange. It's not strange. There's no Beferish Halacha. Like, I looked all over Hilchos Mazik. It doesn't say anywhere clearly. There's no clear Halacha on this. It's all from the Yukim, from this Gemara by Metzia. Another Diuk they say is this case when you have to, also on the handout, we say, the Gemara says over there, if you were going to, the last thing in Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Tafio Tess, if you have to pay back someone, you don't have the property in your hand, you have to pay it back, you don't have the money in hand, you have to pay back with property. So, the halacha is that you estimated the value, k'moshe yochel amocha miyadu v'mukama, like you would be able to sell it now where you are. That's the halacha. So if you're paying back someone, so how do you estimate the value? I'm going to pay you back with my watch. What's the value of my watch? The value of my watch is what I would be able to get for it. What I would get for it would be the wholesale price, the retail price.
But then there's new and used.
That's next week. We're talking new things. We're not getting into used right now. That's a big problem. And because he was busy tracking down the Ghana, so that's grama. That's grama. If he has to, you know, whatever, he has to kind of call the police and there might be expenses involved, you know, tracking him down, hiring a detective. So I think most of those will be grama. He's chai b'dinei shamayim for a grama, right? I caused you to do this, but a court wouldn't be able to force him to pay. He's chai b'dinei shamayim, which means he's really chai. If he's obligated, we just can't force him to pay. We're talking about what we can enforce. We can only enforce a real direct hezek, or like these cases of Garmi, which were close enough to being real. So the incidental cases we can't deal with. So based on the Shulchan Aruch, this last Shulchan Aruch that we just read, he said it's like you could sell it immediately and in its place. So suppose, you know, it's probably a likely scenario. I mean, they used to sell by Sony tape recorders in America and go to Eretz Yisrael and you sell them at twice the price. Now they probably sell laptops, I don't know if they do nowadays. right? Suppose there's such a thing like that, right? You buy something here in America, it's much cheaper here, and you go to Eretz Yisrael, and someone damages it over there, right? You pay $200 for it, over there you could have gotten $400 for it. The guy damaged it in Eretz Yisrael. You would have thought that, you know, I paid $200, I'm going to be back in America in 3 weeks, and I just needed it for the, or I didn't need it, I just thought, I took it because I wanted to listen to music, not I was going to resell it, right? I just took it to listen to it, and it was my good fortune that he damaged it here, and I'll get $400, and I'll buy two of them when I get back, right? That's halacha. That's right. The verse is also true. If you bought it in Eretz Yisrael and you came to America and someone damaged it here, you're going to get half the money, but it's not so terrible because you buy another one here. Okay? So now let's go to the next case. Rav Shmitz wants to say that this idea that going by the Makom says that, you know, how much does a Coke cost? 99 cents, 88 cents, right? What's the cost? So he says you go by the average retail price in the area. Suppose, you know, that, you know, there's a price war going on somewhere and they're selling it for 59 cents in another neighborhood 10 miles away. Or suppose New York prices versus Baltimore prices. Okay, so that's like Eretz Yisrael in America. But then he says even in the same neighborhood, if it's something that people usually don't go to Dundalk to buy a Coke for 59 cents, so that you go by the value of what it is in Green Spring, Park Heights, Ranchley, you go by the, that's probably all in the neighborhood, you go by the normal boundaries of a neighborhood. You don't have to go all over the city. But he says, suppose it's a refrigerator or a freezer. So there might be a refrigerator dealer somewhere in the atrium or something. But everyone knows when you want to buy a refrigerator, you go down the yellow pages and you start making calls. You can get it from, see, there's people here because they're really cheap from, they don't live around here. So there you would go buy. That would be included in the average price. You're not limited to, you know, as it goes by normalcy. That's what he says. So then we get to the last case. You're in the hotel now with this business partner or with the shidduch, and you got angry and you poured their soda down the drain, which they paid $4.99 for. How much do you have to pay? $4.99. Right, that's what he wants to say, because in the hotel, the soda is worth $4.99. That's what it's worth here. Huh? In the hotel, soda is worth $4.99. In the airport, it's worth $4.99. On the highway, it's highway robbery. That's what it's worth. $4.99. Except I was speaking to someone today about it, and he said, is that so simple? Suppose you didn't buy the soda in the airport for $4.99, but you had your own soda in your pocket that you were taking for the plane, and someone poured it down. When you're in the hotel, right? You're staying at the hotel, you brought your own sodas along. Right? So it's $4.99? It's worth $4.99 here? Eretz Yisrael America. It's a country. It's a city.
What's there?
Well, that's where Rosh sees it. He holds that that's what the price is. The price of the Malcolm is where you are. He gives an example. In Eretz Yisrael, they have separate beaches. So he says, in Eretz Yisrael, or I could say in the Yiddel League, right? They sell sodas at Yiddel League for $1 a can. Right? And, right? $1 a can. So, is it worth $1 a can? Yeah, at the Northwest High School, it's worth $1 a can because that's what they cost over there. You could go around the corner and get a cube for 20 cents a can. But you're not there now. You're over here. This would be his application. So, you know, the kids get in a fight. Bar mitzvah kids, they get in a fight over there and they pours out all the sodas. Even though it only cost them $2 to get the whole dozen over there. But he could have made $1 each on them, so I have to pay him $12. Right. Now, that's what Rosh Pitz holds. You know, whether the Maisa would work out like that in a Din Torah. This is the Sefer, this Mishpatei HaTorah. He's a Heidegger. That's this column that he writes in Eretz Yisrael. Right? That's what we've been using a lot. So that's his opinion. If it comes to a Din Torah, I say this. I say this disclaimer all the time, you know, you're not relying on me, I can't vouch for this halacha, and you know, if you ever end up in a Din Torah, chas v'shalom, or you know, ask your own child, ask your own rav, but this is his opinion, right? It's based, the Shulchan Aruch, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is, k'mesh yochel amokho miyad uvim kamo, right? We don't say, well, the price is going to go, you know, it's an orange, Right? Well, say, what do you mean? The orange right now is grapefruit. Grapefruits right now are worth a dollar. And you know, in the winter, it's going to go down in value. You damage the gas. Right? You'll say, well, I'll give you 25 cents for it. That's what it's worth. But right now, it's worth a dollar. And over here, in Baltimore, it's worth a dollar. In Florida, it might be 20 cents now. Also, in California, wherever you get them from, there you go. By the place it is, he's extending this definition of place. Possibly rightfully so. It seems like that's the consensus here. To not only a country, not only a city, not only a neighborhood, but to a building. To a building, to a situation. Right? To a situation when you're at the mercy of the people where you're at. That's what the value, that's what the market will bear there. But there's an eitzah, he says. There is an eitzah. Right? Here you are having to pay this $4.99 or you know, whatever these highway robbery prices. So what you could do is, I'll pay you right here. Here, I'll give you something for security. I'll be back in 10 minutes. I'll pay you. So go to the neighborhood store, buy the bottle for 29 cents, and pay. Because we said you don't have to pay with money. You're allowed to pay hezek with real property. So I'll replace it. I'll replace it for you. I cost you a 12-ounce Coke. Here's your 12-ounce Coke. And then you can get out of it that way. Right? That's an eitzah he gives. That's halacha. You don't have to pay back with money. The monetary value is $4.99, but you can pay back with the item rather than the money.
Does it make a difference the bottle? I mean, you can.
I would guess not, because we were talking. The damage was the monetary damage. Yeah, there has to be some. But it's not immediately, because the fact that you're thirsty and you want it now, I have to pay you your monetary loss. It'd be nice if I, you know, make you comfortable also. And, you know, so you can hold out for another 10 minutes. If I'm going to say I'll pay back in a month, I think, or in a week, I think Afiyah would be okay. I'm not sure. Because I cause you this monetary loss, I'll give you back a soda. The fact that you won't need it then, I'm not sure if that's a hazard.
What's the obligation to have the game of soda? Is it like he has a loan? He has to pay him back a loan?
No, there's a fee to pay for when you damage someone. The maitiv sodeo, you have to pay someone for any damages with your
problem. It's a week or two. It's not like a soft problem.
No, it's because it's not a loan, right? That would be no issue. If I owe someone because I'm working, right? He's working for me. It's wages. This is damages. So that's no problem with Rubis anymore. It could be. You're right. There could be sometimes a drawbun and Rubis problems, but here it is not. Here I'm paying back the wages. I'm paying back the damage, and I'll pay in a week from now whether the price changes. That's a different issue. So next week we'll talk more about this case that we were talking about here a little bit, some used property or not used property. I'll tell you a case right now. There will be a few places next week in Yom Hashem. When it's suppose you damage someone's glasses, right? What are my glasses worth? I paid $100 for them. How much could I sell them for? What's the retail value of my prescription of glasses? Probably not too much. Right? You know, the lenses, not the frames. Frames also probably not too much. What do you have to pay?